Hello, this is Magdalena, and this is the short piece number 16 related to the Alexander technique. Last week I talked about the way we are made, about our joints, I call them hinges, and a few weeks ago I talked about stress and about being bothered, and how these feelings, these mental states of being stressed and bothered, manifest themselves in muscular tension, usually excessive muscular tension. You can see how these things, the mental state and the muscular state, are linked and associated with each other. I'm going to do a thought experiment, and I'm going to follow that thought right to the end, and you can see how, if one takes it to the end, it actually becomes quite ridiculous. You remember I talked about what kinds of situations tend to bring about stress, and that quite often we can't actually do anything about that situation. And then the question, of course, is, does this mean we can't do anything about the stress? Look at it this way. You have a situation outside of yourself that you can't change. And then you have your response to that situation, which, in theory, you can control. Well, most often the response is so habitual that we are completely unaware that we are actually doing it, that there is anything to do with ourselves and that we've got anything to do with the stress. It feels as if it were entirely caused by the situation outside over which we have no control. But that is exactly where that kind of thinking and that kind of belief is wrong. If stress is our response to a situation, then we can do something about it. But only if we are aware of what it is we are doing. And the only way to become aware is through observation. Observation of our habitual ways of responding to any situation, not just to the stressful situation. Because the strange thing is, once our response to a situation becomes habitual, and once that kind of stressful and stressing response has become habitual and unconscious, we tend to respond to just about every situation in this way. Which means that just about every situation in our life becomes a cause for stress or stressful, even things that should be enjoyable. I mean, you know yourself how even a visit to a cherished friend will cause stress. And it should be enjoyable, shouldn't it? That is because our response to just about everything has become so habitually stressful and stressed that we respond to every situation in that way. And that is ridiculous, isn't it? So, we can start with observing what we are doing. And in my next few posts, that is exactly what I'm going to do. I shall repeat some of the things that I've already said in previous postings. But repetition can never hurt if it will make us more aware of what we are doing. And that is what the Alexander technique is about. It's observing our habits.